dictation for Dano, Loomis, L-O-O-M-I-S, July 1747, address as a letter, Dr. Reichmann, R-E-I-C-H-M-A-N-N, 826835. Dear Dr. Reichmann, a follow-up for Mr. Loomis, who has advanced renal failure, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, COPD, CHF. Last visit was in October. Complaining of itching, has gained few pounds, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood melena, denies edema, infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, has chronic nocturia, no chest pain, palpitation, increase of dyspnea, no orthopnea, PND, no syncope, no recurrence of gastrointestinal bleeding. Unfortunately, he has not done yet the AV fistula. He canceled the surgery when it came. He has prior coronavirus infection. He has not received the vaccine. Medication list review. He stopped the bicarbonate, vitamin D-125. For blood pressure, he is clandidine, Coric, and Norvasc. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 156.78. He is alert to the intestine 3. No speech problems, and he's able to speak in full sentences. Next paragraph, chemistries, few days ago, January, creatinine worse, 4.4, GFR 13, stage 5, sodium, potassium, normal, metabolic acidosis 22, normal nutrition, calcium, elevated phosphorus 7, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 10.5. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 5. Next number, diabetic nephropathy. Next number, hypertension. Next number, gross proteinuria, however no edema, normal albumin, so no nephrotic syndrome. Next number, prior duodenal ulcer and iron deficiency, not active. Next number, COPD, CHF, not on oxygen. Next number, anemia, not symptomatic. Next paragraph, or next number, elevated phosphorus and secondary hyperparathyroidism. We discuss about diet and binders. Next paragraph, comments. We have a long discussion, one more time, about the importance of be ready for dialysis. We start dialysis for symptoms in a person whose GFR is less than 15. He has symptoms of pruritus, but beyond that, nothing else. We would like to avoid AV fistulas. We would like to avoid dialysis catheters because of the risk of infection. Here we discuss all the modalities one more time, including at-home CAPD, peritoneal dialysis catheter, in-center dialysis, the need for AV fistula. We discuss about the phosphorus, the diet, and the need for phosphorus binders. We discuss about treatment of anemia, if developing symptoms and less than 10, maximizing iron and EPO treatment. We discuss about treatment of secondary hyperparathyroidism. He also needs to be careful with the salt and fluid, and we will advise continuous checking blood pressure for further adjustments. We discuss about if he will be interested in looking for a transplant. He needs to do blood testing on monthly basis, plan to see him back on the next 4 to 6 weeks, strongly encourage him to pursue the AV fistula. End of dictation.